U248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Steve Kathan. There will be criminal referrals from the House panel investigating the Capitol attack. Chairman Benny Thompson said that today, but did not elaborate about whether former President Trump or others could possibly be targets. Today, Congress saluted the law enforcement people who fought to protect the Capitol when it came under attack. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
These brave men and women in uniform stood strong in the line of duty for our country, and we're forever grateful for that. This Congressional Gold Medal commemorates their courage, professionalism, and patriotism. There's no more fitting place to show our gratitude than the rotunda of the Capitol.
The hard-fought Senate race in Georgia that went to a runoff is in the final stages as voters cast ballots today in the high-stakes showdown between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker.
Voter turnout has been a bit like our rainy weather today. A rush of folks early on, then a steady stream of people later. Many of the voters I spoke with are like Marvin and his wife Pam, who wanted to vote early but couldn't.
We were out of town for a week and we couldn't do it. So we would have voted early, but we got in late last night and decided to come on right away this morning.
Vince says life took over for him last week, but voting today was easy breezy.
Once the line opened at 7, it was, really quick.
In fact, it took me less than 5 minutes to vote. Michelle Wright for CBS News, Atlanta.
It's another day of frustration for thousands in central North Carolina.
With more than 30,000 homes and businesses in Moore County facing a third day without power and heat, Duke Energy hopes to have all of the electricity restored sometime Thursday.
When people don't have heat in their homes or can't cook for themselves, those kinds of things, it can create personal disaster in your life.
Two power substations in the county an hour southwest of Raleigh were knocked offline Saturday after they were hit by gunfire in what investigators are calling an intentional criminal act. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Court action today in Colorado Springs for the suspect accused of shooting and killing five and wounding 17 others in a gay nightclub. D.A. Michael Allen.
305 total counts of charges, including multiple counts of murder in the first degree under two different theories, both with intent and deliberation. Five counts of that version of murder, and then five counts of extreme indifference murder.
Federal safety regulators are investigating complaints that engines on some small Jeeps can shut down while being driven. This concerns about 230,000 Jeep Compass SUVs. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 322 points. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, December 7th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Courthouse in Room 114. The Portage County Solid Waste Management Board meeting will be at 12:30 on Wednesday. The Healthcare Center Committee will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. And the Public Library Board of Trustees will also meet at 4:30 in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The regular meeting of the Board of Park Commissioners will take place at 6:30 p.m. in the Community Room in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. The Drainage Board regular and annual meeting will take place from 10 a.m. to noon. The Board of Adjustment will meet from 10:30 a.m. to noon. And the Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 18. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And a reminder that if you like our show, you should tell your friends. We are a growing show on a growing network, and we can always use your help spreading the word. So if you like us, tell other people about us. We would really appreciate it. So our next guest is Kylie Peters, who's a serial entrepreneur, a small business strategist, and founder of Rain 9, which is an executive consultancy that helps women turn their unique strengths and skill sets into profitable businesses so they can live, build their best lives, and do the work that they love. And I'm very excited because I first heard about this because you're launching a new group that is inside of Rain 9. So first, let's talk about Rain 9. Welcome to the show, Kylie. I'm so excited that we finally got to meet.
Thank you so much for having me, Kristen. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure watching you from afar and a pleasure now getting to speak with you in, almost real life.
Kind of person.
Kind of in person. But yes, thank you for having me. As mentioned, I'm a serial entrepreneur and we are launching the 100 Collective within Rain 9. And Rain 9 is our executive consultancy focused on helping women small business owners live the lives that they want, really. We primarily work with one of two types of people. We work with a lot of C-suite women who are sick of corporate and want to jump ship and start their own thing. And they're incredibly talented and seasoned and have networks, but don't know anything about running the business part of things. And so they come to us and they're like, hey, help me fast track this. And we're like, yeah, no problem. We can do that. So we have a series of 3-day workshops that we do either in group settings or one-on-ones.
Kylie, I'm curious, what are the biggest complaints from these women about working in the corporate world?
Well, in the name of full transparency and appropriate radio language, a lot of it is they're sick of mansplaining.
Yep.
They're sick of the lack of flexibility because they have families. They're sick of the limit of the potential in terms of what they can make in their earning income. A lot of it has to do with time and money, right? The two things that we all want more of. And so it's like, yeah, you have unlimited earning potential. Now it depends on how much time you want to spend doing that. But it's yours. You get to build it, right? And so that's different than working for somebody else. And not that there's anything wrong with that. If that's your jam, then good for you.
Well, but it's so interesting.
It's not for everybody.
Because when I, in past life, working in tech, working in startups, all of my, we'll call them work wives. Now, Jane is my work wife slash mother slash best friend. But back in San Francisco, working at a startup, the women that I was all closest to, after each of them left that company, they all started their own freelance consultancy. And for one, it was sales operations, and she was our sales trainer person. And so she started doing a company that helps startups do sales enablement and helping them build their programs and charging $400 an hour rather than having to deal with the BS of working for a young man who thought he knew how to do her job. And like one after another, mm-hmm. After leaving that job of being employed, each of them started their own thing, capitalizing on what they knew they were good at. And it exactly what you just said, it gave them flexibility. They were making more money and they also got to choose who they wanted to work with as far as clients. Yep. And so it's so interesting to me that that's obviously in tech, but it sounds like you see this across the board in different industries.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I mean, we worked with clients in the creative space. You know, that's where I've spent 15 years of my background. I've been running an agency for the last 6 years. So I have a pretty deep network in the creative space. But I've seen it in sales. I've seen it in interior design. I've seen it in tech. I've seen it in manufacturing, construction, you name it. These ladies are everywhere. And IT, yeah. And they're just like, yeah, I'm done. You know, and for most of them, they've built a lifestyle that they want to maintain, but they would rather trade a little bit of salary for more fulfillment in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, like they've hit a plateau and they're like, yeah, I could make a little bit less and that would be fine if I liked my life more. And it was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. So we work with a lot of those ladies.
What was the aha moment for you that you realize that you could make a business and provide value for women like this who are looking to how do they get their foot in the door of starting their own company? Like, what was this your origin story of doing this?
If we go there's kind of two. When I started Brainchild Studios, my agency, which is actually wrapping up at the end of this month.
Oh wow!
After 6 years in business, I was like, I need a Wi-Fi connection and a laptop to do my job. This was before COVID happened and everyone was like, oh, remote working is a real and legit thing. I was like, I don't want to be spending all this time. I was living in Chicago at the time, commuting back and forth to an office to sit in somebody else's chair to do the same work that I could be doing literally anywhere. And I didn't like that I didn't have control of my time. I didn't like that I had to convince somebody else I was worth more money. And so I was like, screw this. I can do this. And so I did that. And Brainchild has been an incredible journey. And we've touched a lot of lives and helped a lot of women. And it's always been a focus of mine at Brainchild to help women build fulfilling lives, strong careers, and pursue personal growth. And I'm really proud of the work that we've done. But my second aha moment was last year was really tough for me as 2020 was hard on business owners and the world, mm-hmm. but very hard on business owners. And then 2021 just like kept going. And it was like still really hard on business owners. And I was like, you know what? It's going to be fine. This is going to be great. I'm going to scale my agency. I'm going to bring in all this money. I'm going to bring in all these people. It's going to be amazing. And then I was like, well, that's not what I want to do. That's not actually what I want. Wait, what am I doing? And like, as the owner, you don't get to put in a 2-week notice.
Yeah.
Right? You change your mind. You don't get to put in a 2-week notice. You have mouths to feed. You have people whose incomes are reliant on you and you have a commitment to your community and your team and your clients. And so 2021 was challenging for me on a lot of levels. And at the end of 2021, coming up on almost a year now, I was like, something has to change. My why is to create opportunities for and elevate women. And I've done that to a degree, but I've failed to do some of these things for myself. And I want to do it on a bigger scale. And I can't do it in this setting. And so looking at my unique strengths and skill sets, I was like, I can help women run their companies. I freaking love entrepreneurship and I'm good at it. And so I can help these women who have these wild talents in whatever area they have. We work with service-based professional service providers. And I can help them figure out how to run their company because I've done it and I've done it successfully and I'm good at it and I like it. And man, that would be fun. And so at the beginning of this year, I talked to my team at Brainchild and I was like, this is my plan. I would like you guys to come with me. And they were like, so we just have to sell your brain. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, great. We can do it. We're in. And so, on the DL, we've been working all year to not only honor our commitment to our Brainchild Studios clients. And, you know, that was our first commitment. Like, we've agreed to deliver these services. We're going to deliver them top notch, make sure we follow through on our promises. And once we hit the revenue that we needed, which we ended up doing within the first 90 days of this year, we were like, great. Now we're just going to make sure we service that. And on the DL, we're going to build Rain 9. And so that's what we've been doing all year. And so we've been doing these one-on-one workshops with C-suite women who are either ready to peace out of corporate, or we work with women small business owners who have been running their business for a little while and are stuck and are unhappy and don't like what they're doing, AKA me, what I was doing. And they're like, I know something has to change, but I don't know what it is and I can't name it and I don't know how to do it. And I'm going to lose it if I can't change anything here. So we work with both of those groups of women based off of very real experiences. And as I've taken the majority of this year to reflect back, or the last couple of years really, to reflect on what I wanted to build and how I've now successfully built it, I've put that into an infrastructure I call the DNA of success. And that is what we use to run our 3-day intensive workshops. So we believe that in order for owners to truly live the lives they want, they need to first define success for themselves as a human being, and then develop a business strategy that aligns with their personal goals and values, and then make that happen.
Huh. And so does that end up being wildly different for each person, or do you see pretty common patterns with the women that you work with?
I mean, the obviously the business piece ends up being different. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting because I'd say every single person I've worked with has said, oh, I've never thought of it this way before. Huh. And then they're like, oh yeah, no, why? I don't want to build that part of my business. And it's like, yeah, exactly. So we are really clear on what they want first, and then we build the business to be what they want.
Kylie, I'm curious if you're seeing women, is this multi-generational for the women who are sick of corporate? So it's not just younger women, because it seems to women my age, we've always been more like, this is just my lot in life and I'm going to be stuck here forever. And that's just it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have clients in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s and their 50s.
Wow.
And yeah,
all across the country, or is it mostly in the Midwest?
We have clients across the country. I'd say the majority are probably in the Midwest, but I've traveled all over the country doing one-on-one workshops. And then next year, actually, we are launching quarterly group workshops here in Milwaukee at Hotel Metro, which is beautiful.
It is.
In January, April, June, and October of 2023. And we're bringing in a sales strategist, an accountant, and a tax strategist in addition to me. And we've estimated that we will be able to save women probably years in building their business, but at least 300 hours and probably over $100,000 of an investment in order to join us in 3 days. We're going to knock their business out of the ballpark.
Knock your socks off. All right. Well, Kylie, we're going to keep you through the break because we didn't get to talk about the 100 Collective yet and what that is. And so Kylie Peters will be here when we get back. She is the founder of Rain 9, and we're going to talk about the 100 Collective and what that is when we come back. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. for the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I work for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Kylie Peters, who is a serial entrepreneur and founder of Rain 9, which is an executive consultancy that's helping women turn their unique strengths and skills into profitable businesses. And so there's the one-on-ones and the workshops, but then there's also a new group. I don't know if that's the best way to explain it, but that's launching in February called the 100 Collective. So what is that?
Well, thank you so much for asking, Kristen. I'd love to dive in. The 100 Collective is what I'm hoping to do with this organization is build it to be the largest online directory of and membership for service-based women small business owners. So often over my years of entrepreneurship and working with women small business owners, I've often heard them say, you know, I want to work with other women small business owners, but I can't find them or I can't find the right ones. And so I want to build a large, think of it as like the phone book, but like, you know, for anybody listening who remembers what phone books are, but an online directory where you can find all of the women who provide services that you need to run your business. So accountants, attorneys, creative shops, HR, leadership organizations, coaches, wellness, anything that you need a service to run your business. I want to make it easy for anyone to Google and find this list of women so they can do business with these ladies. Additionally, for the women listed in the directory, there's an opportunity to join as a member. Now, the only things that we request as a member are no drama, no BS, no mean girls. And we are asking every member to pledge to pay it forward by agreeing to help 100 other women from this point forward in their lifetime build a more financially free and fulfilling life. And our goal is to build this to 10,000 members. So we can say that collectively, we have helped 1 million women build a more financially free and fulfilling life. And now a lot of people are like, wow, what does that mean? Yeah, it can mean a lot of things to different people, right? Because the definition of success is very personal. But when I say this, I just want us to start shifting our mentality, our mindset. So often, especially as women, we have operated in this scarcity mindset of like, well, it's me or her. No, bro. We can both play. We can both play. So how can we help one another all succeed, right? So it might be an introduction. It might be a referral to a podcast or a radio show or a book. It might be a meaningful coffee. You know, I just want people to start thinking about how can I help other women live their best life. And then for the membership side of things, we will be creating all kinds of really cool opportunities on the back end. So we're building out a partnership directory full of like discounts of technologies, et cetera, that we know that a lot of small business owners need to run their businesses. Mm-hmm. One thing that I am really, really set on trying to figure out is how to launch a health initiative co-op opportunity, because I know so many women don't go into their own business because they don't know how to find good quality, affordable healthcare.
Yeah. Well, that's what keeps really so many people trapped in the job they hate because they're like, I need health insurance.
Yes. And so that's what I am committed to figuring out is how we can create a group healthcare plan for our members. Now, I'm not paying for it for them, but I will find a good program and make it accessible and affordable for them. So that's really important to me. We also have a lot of sponsorship opportunities for anyone who wants to get in front of a lot of these amazing women small business owners. And then for any women small business owner who provides a product instead of a service, we'll also have an opportunity for them to be listed in our partner directory as well. Because if you're anything like me, when you're running your proudly feminist organization and it comes to gifting season, you're going to be spending your money with women small business owners. Yes. And so we want to make that accessible for everybody as well.
Do you get any... I'm so for all of this. And as a woman who's worked in, not necessarily corporate, but in a hierarchical company, I've also done freelancing. Like, so much of what you're saying is resonating with me. I've been involved personally with so many different women first organizations over the years. And so, like, how do you, it's so impressive. It's such a lofty, the entire thing is awesome. And so, like, how do you break it down and do piece by piece though? Because it is such a big, it's such a big idea. And like, how do you moderate for no BS and no drama and build this community?
Yeah. Frankly, we're going to have to figure that out in a bit of, building the plane while you fly it. But honestly, I not to name any names because that's inappropriate. But I had an experience earlier this year where I went to a women first event and, the founder got on the microphone, hogged the microphone for like 30 minutes, went around, told everybody that she'd been judging what they were wearing. And then yelled at people for not wearing what they were supposed to be wearing, quote unquote, supposed to be wearing. And then called up five ladies saying that they were the best dressed and then that they were there to win a prize, which nobody knew about. But by winning the prize, in order to win the prize, she asked them to twerk on stage in front of all of these other women, professional women who might be their prospective clients or partners, et cetera. And I threw my hands up and I stormed out and I was like, I'm out of here. And I was like, something's got to change. And now don't get me wrong. I know that's not every organization, but man, I was so fired up and I was like, oh no, I got a lot of words I want to say right now that I can't, but, I was like, things have got to change. You can wear sweatpants to the 100 Collective. I don't care.
Fair. We love wearing sweatpants to work because you can't see. I could be wearing no pants right now and no one would know because it's the radio.
Who cares?
All right. Well, this flew by, but I want to make sure that you, in the couple seconds we have left, where can people find more information about all the things that we talked about?
Find more information at rain9.com, and that's RAYNEIX.com. You can also look at Rick's, RIXworkshops.com. And you can also go to the100co.com.
Awesome. Well, we will link all of that on our blog for today. Kylie Peters, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us.
The show.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The city of Marshfield is debating asking citizens to pay an extra fee to cover emergency services. The city is facing a significant budget deficit and are looking at different options to make up the difference. They are considering how to word the referendum question in a way that will resonate with voters. Officials need to decide soon, as the deadline for the spring election is approaching. If they wait until November's election, their referendum question will be on the same ballot as the Marshfield School District's proposed $90 million one. Stevens Point held a public comment session to get resident feedback on the proposal to change a city ordinance on how a family is defined. Currently, the zoning code restricts single-family homes to one family and one unrelated person. The changes would increase the number of unrelated people from 2 to 3 in an effort to help solve the housing shortage in the community. After 2 hours, no consensus was reached. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 18. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Lots of places to listen, lots of places to tune in, and we always love hearing from you, 844-967-2789. So it is the giving season, and we love highlighting and promoting the good that people and organizations are doing across Wisconsin. And so this coming Thursday, right here in Waukesha, Sharp Literacy, Kohl's, Carroll University, and Quad are all partnering to provide Holiday Happiness, which is a shopping excursion for deserving students at Hadfield Elementary School in Waukesha. And here to tell us more about it is President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, Linda Kohler. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us. So I guess just for anyone who doesn't know Sharp Literacy, what is the mission of that your organization?
Sure. Sharp partners with educators to foster a love of learning and brighten children's futures through our innovative STEAM-based programming. So we have programming in 50 schools this academic year, serving about 9,000 students, both in more Milwaukee Public Schools, Choice and Charter, as well as School District of Waukesha and Charter Schools in Waukesha.
And so it's helping different schools across Waukesha, which is incredible. I think actually in stuff with you guys sometimes partner with CW18 because I think I've done some promos for you guys in the past, and it's such great work that you
yeah.
do. Yeah. And so this is, I was so excited to see, you know, where this show is takes place in Waukesha. And so this is the second annual Holiday Happiness event. So this started last year. And so what were some of the details of how this event came together?
And it came together last year, you know, quickly. So Paul Combs, who was the basketball coach at Carroll University, is on our board. And we were meeting for coffee one day. This was literally like a week before school ended in Waukesha for the Christmas break. And that was kind of right after the parade. And we thought, wouldn't it be really fun to do something special for, you know, some of the students in the Waukesha, in our Waukesha schools. And we thought, wouldn't it be great to be able to have them, you know, be able to do a shopping spree and have the principal was Whittier at the time, and then Whittier, merged with Hatfield. So we sat down with Brandy Hart, who's the principal, and told her what we wanted to do, and she's like, absolutely. I called Quad, who's just been a great partner, and everybody was in. So we literally planned last year in about 4 days.
Oh, wow.
And we just wanted to really make, I know, this year we had a little bit more time, but we really wanted to give these students, you know, that maybe wouldn't have had such a great holiday, maybe not a lot of things under the tree. So they picked 40 students. We went to Kohl's. It was kind of fun because they got to ride on a Coach USA bus versus their school bus. And they dropped them off at the students off at Kohl's, and they were buddied up with a Carroll University basketball player, volunteers from Quad, my staff, some board members, and we shopped, and it was awesome for the students to be able to. They had a $200 gift card at Kohl's, and it was just amazing. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
it was just so heartwarming to see these kids and, you know, buying stuff, you know, not only for themselves, but for their siblings, for their grandma, for their mom, for their friends. And they're like, gosh, can I buy this Bucks jersey? Can I really buy a pair? I've never had a pair of Nikes. And they were just, and you could just see the smiles on their faces and, you know, just shopping around, and the players were awesome with the students, and it just made, you know, for all the volunteers and the people from Quad and from Carroll University, it was just an incredible experience. So we wanted to do that again this year, and we partnered with Kohl's. So Kohl's is providing 80, so we're able to double the number of students that we have that participated last year, and they're each getting a $150 gift card. And it's going to be the same thing on Thursday. We have two different shifts, 40 at each time. And again, they're just going to, you know, we're hoping that makes their holiday just really happy, and, you know, to maybe realize that, you know, these you're really special and people really care about you. And, you know, Sharp, we provide some great in-classroom experiences, and this is just an extension of that. So now we're giving some really cool out of class experiences for these kids, and they're from first grade to fifth grade.
Oh, and that's such a fun age. We're talking to President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, Linda Kohler, about the upcoming event on Thursday, Holiday Happiness. And so you said that last year it was a different elementary school, and then that school is merged with Hatfield. And so out of all the schools that you could work with, what was it about Hatfield Elementary that they were selected to participate?
Well, that's one of our schools, one of our Sharp schools. And, you know, we had such a great experience with them last year and with them merging. It was kind of traumatic, too, you know, from these students from Whittier. Now they're going to a whole new school. And we just thought, let's stick with them. Let's stick with Whittier. And so now that there'll be students from Hatfield that, you know, some of them went to Whittier last year. So we're, you know, it's different kids, not the same students from last year. But we just wanted to, you know, try to ease a little bit of the, you know, uncomfortableness of going to an merging with a new school and all of that. So we thought we'd stick with Hatfield. And next year we're hoping that we can do it, you know, maybe with one other school in addition to Hatfield. So we want to continue to expand on that. And for the students that, you know, weren't able to participate, what we're doing is Albanese's Roadhouse, Joey Albanese's, is donating pizza for all of the students the last day of school before winter break. So on December 22nd, we're going to provide, I think it's 800 slices of pizza and cookies and water and for the kids that weren't able to participate. So just to make them feel pretty special, too.
Linda, I can't believe you pulled this together last year in 4 days. That's truly astonishing.
That is next level as far as organization and execution.
And I can't say enough about Kohl's last year, too. The manager, Chantel, you know, they brought in extra cashiers. And this year we're so organized. It's crazy. But we'll be able to, we have Santa coming this year. And balloon arches, and we're just going to be a little bit more organized, but it'll still be the kids will just still have, you know, they had a great time last year, and they'll have a great time this year, with just some little enhancements that, because we had a little bit more time to do this.
Just a little bit more time. So, and how, also, just having this many volunteers, because I'm assuming that there's a lot of volunteers who need to be a part of this event, and so how do you go about finding people in the community who want to pitch in?
Yeah, so we needed 80 volunteers because we have, you know, two different shifts. So we call it the morning shift and then the afternoon shift. And Quad has been unbelievable. They've been just a really great supporter, Joel Quadaracci and his staff. And we have a board member, Pat Henderson. So they, once we told them what we were doing, they're like, absolutely. So I think we have 20 or 25 volunteers from Quad. Kohl's is providing over 20 volunteers. My staff's all in. I have probably four or five board members. And then Carroll University, the players, they're so excited about participating again this year, and their coaching staff, friends and family, my sister coming. And we probably could have had, there was so much interest in doing this, because I think, you know, it's not only giving back, but I think it's a good way to really put everything in perspective as we all enter into the holiday season on really what is important.
Well, and, you know, it's so interesting, because I think I for this time of year, Toys for Tots is obviously a big annual thing. But one of the things they say, they never tell you what to buy, because there's kids who want so many different types of toys, and they don't want the same of, like, too many of the same thing. But what you said that really stood out to me as far as how last year went was giving the choice to the kids of what did they want, and how rarely does that actually happen for young first graders to fifth graders to be like, really, I can just buy what I want, and just like how, like, exactly, wrapping their head around that. And so, like, you said some of the things, so it was Nikes and Bucks jerseys, but what are some of the, like, what were some of the other toys? Like, is there anything that was surprising last year that you saw some of the kids pick out?
Yeah, there was something that stood out to me, because we did it the day before the end of their school, academic break. So they were going on Christmas break, and it was pajama day the next day. And these kids, they said, you know, they don't really participate in pajama day because they just don't really have any pajamas that they can wear, like, into, you know, outside and into the classroom. So I would say out of the 40 students, we had at least 35 that bought new pajamas. So they were so excited about being able to, you know, participate in pajama day the next day, and boots. So many of them, they wanted a really nice pair of boots, gloves, winter coats. And, you know, Kohl's is great because they have a sale and you get Kohl's cash. So, you know, they had money left over. They got to bring the Kohl's cash. And then, you know, maybe they gave that to their parents to come back, and then they could shop. And there was one special little boy that he was checking out, and somebody had asked him, like, well, you had two bags of items, and they asked, well, what did you buy yourself? What did he said, I didn't buy myself anything. He said, I wanted my mom and my sister to have a very special Christmas, so I bought everything for my mom and my sister. Not one thing for him.
Oh, my gosh.
We're like, oh. So then our board member was just so, like, taken with this that he ended up getting the family a $100 gift card so he could go back and buy stuff for himself. I know. There's just so many great people in this world.
And just the fact that there's just young people who can wrap their head around that. There's certainly stuff that they want as children, but still just having that heart of, I'm going to get something for someone else, and how, I don't know, inspiring that feels, especially around this time of year. And so can you explain a little bit more about what the need in Waukesha County is for Sharp's program, or even, you know, more specifically programs like this as such a special surprise for some of the children here?
We expanded into Waukesha. So Sharp Literacy has been around 25 years, and we've always been in Milwaukee, Milwaukee Public Schools, choice schools, charter schools. Demographics are, you know, we're 90%+ black, brown students, high poverty, about 88% of the students that we serve in Milwaukee qualify for the free or reduced lunch. So just a really students that need our program, that really we have we have a high impact. Well, I live in Waukesha County, and I just thought, gosh, you know, people don't realize the need that they have in Waukesha. Mm-hmm. There's a need for our program. We need to bring our program into Waukesha County. So met with the Waukesha School District and some of their folks and told them a little bit about what we do and, you know, the impact we make, the experiences that we give them. And they, you know, they wanted to make sure that, yes, that we would fit in with what they do. And, you know, because we're an in-school program. So, you know, what are you guys teaching them? What are they doing? What are they not doing when your program is in? So really just did, you know, sat down and talked to them about our program. And we're a STEAM-based program. So science, technology, engineering, the A for art and math. And showed them that, you know, this is what we do. We're hands-on. We teach kids the, you know, to a lifelong learning, sparking curiosity, very hands-on. They do murals. They help create books. It wasn't a tough sell because they're like, wow, okay. So, and all of our curriculum fits the, all of the, you know, the state standards. So we're not doing something different than what, you know, that's what's needed. And I get that question, well, why Waukesha? And I'm like, wow, we're probably one of the only programs in the Waukesha School District. Well, Milwaukee has a lot of programs, mm-hmm. which is they're very fortunate to have, you know, other programs, not similar, but kind of similar to our program, where Waukesha just really doesn't, because people don't think that there's a need in Waukesha.
Absolutely. Well, we actually have to cut you off because we have to go to a break, Linda. But Linda Kohler, thank you so much for joining us. She is the president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. I can't wait to hear how their event this week goes. Stick with us. We have one more segment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Sorry, we had to cut Linda off a little bit. These hard-coded stops sometimes,
but
we got to go to break.
It's tough.
Warn people. We're like, I need to do that. We got to wrap it up. But as always, we will link more information about Sharp Literacy to the blog. And so you can find more information about Holiday Happiness, which is this week, but also the work that they do year-round in Waukesha County and Milwaukee County, because it is very important. So we thank Linda for being on the show today. But as a reminder, we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic you think we should cover,
guest we should have on,
or feedback in general for Jane and I, how we can be better, you can send us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us, or shoot us a text message, as always, 844-967-2789. But as the music that Jane picked cues up, I think it was kind of shocking news yesterday that two-time Emmy and Golden Globe winning actress Kirstie Alley tied at 71.
There had not been anything that she was ill. Apparently this was undetected colon cancer.
Is that what it was? Colon cancer? I knew that it was cancer. I didn't know that it was colon cancer. But you know, I think she's kind of been in and out of
the spotlight.
I think the most recent stuff that she's, I think there was, I have a vague memory that there was some controversial stuff around her and her thoughts on things. I don't even remember what it was, but I also know that, I mean, she was a Weight Watchers person, right? As far as a spokesperson, but that was later in life. But I think, you know, what most of us know, what I really remember her from, because Cheers was,
you're probably a little too young.
Like, it certainly was one of those shows that was on, but I'm not sure if I got it. And I just, it was one of those shows that my parents watched, versus what I really, really remember is Look Who's Talking.
That's what I figured.
And that movie, the opening sequence of that movie, even that movie, I think it's, you know how it's like you have your kids watch stuff and it's kind of adult themed, but you're like, well, they don't really understand it.
This is
certainly one
it.
Of those things that you don't get, because the whole opening of that movie, of the opening credits, is like a little sperm making its way into an egg. It's like a fertilization of the baby. Is like, that is the opening sequence of that movie. And I think it was kind of promoted as a kid's movie. I remember seeing that movie in theaters, and it, you know, because it was like the kids talking, it was like these like young,
right, it was
child
Bruce,
actors.
It was Bruce Willis voicing this baby.
And then I think because they made two, it said Look Who's Talking mm-hmm. Now. And then it was Roseanne Barr, who was voicing the second kid as the little girl. And then it was Kirstie Alley as the mom and John Travolta. And that was, I mean, looking back, that was actually, I think, because I think they had the baby like out of wedlock.
In the first movie, it was not his baby, was my understanding. He was the taxi driver who was taking her to the hospital, and then she delivered. And they fell in love.
Because she was having like an affair with her boss or something, right? I think it took place in New York City. I'm trying to like piece this.
These memories.
Bring it back out the back of my mind somewhere. But you know what I also didn't realize is now everyone, all the news outlets are doing their summaries of her life. I didn't realize that she was in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was her big breakout role.
Oh, yeah. She was a Vulcan.
I did not know that.
I mean, it wasn't a huge part, but except for the mains, you know, there aren't rarely any big roles in Star Trek except for the main actors. But yeah, she was Lieutenant Savick, I believe.
Oh, good memory.
From Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan.
Yep, good. Yeah, very good memory. And then obviously she was in Cheers. And were you a Cheers fan?
I was in the earliest iteration with Diane.
Yeah, the blonde.
I'm drawing a complete
That's
blank.
Not Diane.
That's terrible.
Diane Hendricks is the woman who lives in.
Yeah, not her.
that's the Wisconsin billionaire.
They look entirely
Diane,
different.
Diane, what was her name?
Oh, that's terrible. I can see her perfectly.
I can see her face, too. She's very prim and proper
and
type A.
And so that iteration was more up my alley. I do remember Kirstie coming on, but I was losing interest in that show. So,
yeah.
But I remember very well her Weight Watchers journey. She went on Oprah in a bikini
Did she really?
Yeah. I mean, there were some major undergarments involved. Can I just say?
Just some Spanx.
This was pre-Skims, but she was skimming. But it was a very brave thing to do. And she was controversial. She was into Scientology. She did say some things over the years that were not, you know, PC, but the woman didn't seem afraid of much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was, I don't even know if I should repeat it, but there's a website that people write based off true stories, rewrite headlines.
Uh-oh.
And as I was prepping for today's show and trying to find things for us to talk about, and I was like, oh, maybe we should talk about the fact that Kirstie Alley died. But there was one that said, Kirstie Alley finally finds a way to leave Scientology.
Ooh! Ouch!
Which is, you know, for anyone who knows anything about Scientology, it's got its grip on people sometimes.
Yes, but, it does. And a pretty tight grip, too.
But also, I just, you know, 71 just doesn't feel old anymore.
It's not old.
It feels like that age feels scary close to a lot of people I know who are around that age.
And you're looking at one of them.
I mean, yeah, but you're 10 years younger than her.
But even so, it's a wake-up call for your own mortality.
Yeah.
You know, when people who are iconic like that pass, because I had no idea, first of all, she was 71.
No, she was 71. Or 70. You know, and no one knew that she, it sounds like not many people even knew that she was ill. But, so Rebecca Howe. well, that'll about do it for us today. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you are in the Wausau area and listening to WXCO, then you get the Chad Holmes Show is next. Tomorrow, Greg Bach will be here. It's Hump Day, Greg Bach Day. Another fun show. And we're going to come back and do it all again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Have a great day.
Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright.
Morning's looking bright.
And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl.
long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.